You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Extend Evgeny Malkin and or Chris Letang, because Ron Hextall himself has stated in public that it's something that they'll be looking at this summer. Good morning to you. Good Thursday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Penguins. Comes your way bright and early every weekday morning if you're into football and or baseball. I also offer up Daily Shots of Steelers and Pirates. I guess on the surface, from a sappy standpoint, it's easy. Because you'd love to have all three of your remaining core guys, that's capital C core, finish out their careers in Pittsburgh. And when you look at Geno's age in particular, he's going to be 35. If you gave him another couple of years, he makes it to being 37, 38, whatever it is. Realistically, that's probably going to be about it. Letang, a little different. He's a little younger. And he's also fresh off what might have been one of his more complete seasons, both regular season and playoffs, as an overall player. And if there's any downward trajectory to either of their careers, the one thing I would probably single out would just be Malkin's conditioning and or health, presuming one contributes to the other, which it can, and maybe did, this year. But it's not the simplest assignment for a GM, because the other thing that you literally can't afford to do is to commit too much of the salary cap to either of them. There has to be an understanding that it's not about asking for a hometown discount. It's more about letting them understand, look, we know and respect that you see a value, meaning you as in Geno and Tanger. You place a value on wanting to have your entire careers being played out in Pittsburgh. It adds to your legacy. You're staying here with Sid. The three of you will be linked together in Pittsburgh sports history, blah, 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 blah. But here's what we got to do to make it work. And oh, by the way, kind of similar to the conversations that just had to happen this offseason between the Steelers and Ben Roethlisberger, if you'd like to compete for a fourth cup together and cement your legacy as one of the best groups that's ever played together in the NHL, certainly of the cap era, certainly of this century, yeah, you're going to have to, you know, take something of a hit here. Malkin's salary, for anybody who doesn't know, this past season and through next season is $9.5 million. Letang's $7.25 million. And both contracts are up after next season. So they're entering lame duck status, which is never a comfortable place either for a star player or for the team that's employed that star player through their entire careers. No one wants to walk into a season where there's uncertainty there. You might like it, I might like it from the standpoint that, hey, that'll really show Gino and he'll be more motivated and he won't whatever. That's fine. That all sounds really good. It's not the real world. It's not how it works. There's a mutual respect there. There's a mutual understanding that they'd all like to finish this up together and compete for a championship, another championship, a fourth championship with this group. This portion of Daily Shot of Penguins is brought to you by Fubo TV. The monthly cost of cable is over $200. Fubo TV is just $65 a month to watch all the same channels, including AT&T Sportsnet Pittsburgh. And right now, Fubo TV is offering our listeners of this show a 7-day free trial and 15% off your first month. Just go to FuboTV.com/DK. No contract, no catch, cancel anytime. FuboTV.com/DK to get 15% off your first month. I'm not as married to the concept as some are that every time something goes awry with the Penguins, it's blow up the core. And I'm repeatedly on record to that effect. And I also repeatedly point to the Bruins as an example of why you don't need to do that. What you need to do is to make sure that your cap is still something that you can work with, that you're infusing enough fresh energy, younger players, so that some of the grinding, some of the hard forechecking, skating, shot blocking, whatever else here, you make sure that your stars aren't doing that. The Penguins have some problems on this front. One of them is that their stars are constantly being tasked with sticking up for themselves because everyone else on the ice just skates away anytime something lousy happens to one of them. But setting that aside, they also don't have a whole heck of a lot of youth coming, to say the least. We're still talking about the same handful of people. Samuel Poulin, Nathan Legere, Drew O'Connor, maybe Pierre-Olivier Joseph. That might sound like it's a lot. It's not. Most organizations and the Penguins themselves for a time have a dozen guys on the way up. Penguins don't. They don't even really have a handful. And that's something that Hextall needs to change. And that's also something that Hextall needs to impart upon Malkin and Letang in these conversations that they're going to have. I hope it happens. I really do. I'm not opposed to it. I'm also not going to lie to you. I think that the sappy effect is significant. This was an incredible, and still could be, continuing an incredible run era for the Pittsburgh NHL franchise. If you can keep these guys and make a statement through that, that this is who we are as a franchise, I think there's value in that. I think that there's something to the Penguins brand that you want to continue, that you want to sustain past even the Crosby era, when that most unfortunately comes to an end. You want to show people around the league, around the hockey world, that you do things right, but you got to do it in a way that it doesn't damage the product that's right there in front of you. These guys occasionally are still great players. They're eminently capable of being very, very good players who earn their contracts in more than a symbolic sense. term dollars, that's tougher. I would say that if you put a couple of years on as an extension for each one of them at lower dollars than what they're getting right now, I'd say that's something palatable for both the Penguins and the players. But then I'm not Hextall, I'm not their agents, and I'm not their players. So, you know, we'll see how it shakes out. But am I generally, broadly in favor of this? The answer is yes. I don't believe in the whole symbolic blowing up of the core to move on to the next generation. I don't believe that one thing interferes with the next. When we come back, just one question.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back. It's time for Just One Question. That's brought to you by the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, where they're committed to providing food for all of our neighbors in need across Western Pennsylvania, and they in turn need you. $1 is all it takes to provide up to 10 full meals for those in need. That's for a limited time. That's why I enunciated there. It's usually 5. For a brief time, it's 10 because of a matching donor. Go to pittsburghfoodbank.org to find out more. pittsburghfoodbank.org. Spell those out. Kevin Dunn has our question today. He asks, in a flat cap world, wouldn't the prudent move be to not re-sign Malkin and Letang, since cap space will be the most valuable commodity league-wide? Just wait and see who's available and what price. And wouldn't Alexander Barkov be a nice Geno replacement? Okay, well, they're not getting Barkov. I see what you're saying. Cap space is valuable. But I'm going to ask you this, Kevin. If you're a GM in the NHL and you're operating in a complete vacuum, and you know that you can have, let's just stick with Letang here, because Malkin brings up a whole bunch of other issues here that feel to me like they're a distraction. You know, he's got the knee, he's got the, you know, the lousy first half he just had, and all this other stuff. So let's just stick with Letang here, just for the purposes of your question. Letang, at $6 million, is a steal and a half. He remains a defenseman who can command the entire rink when he's at his best. And even when he's not at his best, if you think back over this past 56-game regular season and even the playoff series against the Islanders, his valleys aren't what they were. And I know that seems like a difficult thing to come to grips with, because you would think that as he's getting older, the valleys would get that much worse. But what's happened is that as he's gotten older, it feels like he's just doing less of the what kind of plays. You know, they still come up on occasion. He still has his games, even a week or two, where he'll go through these funks where you just wonder, what in the heck's going on under that helmet? But not so much anymore. It's not as common and it's not as long-lasting when it does happen. I'd like to think that's a sign of maturity on his end. It's a sign of accepting that, listen, when I was a kid, I could just make up for every single mistake I made just by flying all over the rink and getting the puck back. And maybe that's not as easy now as it was for him 5-10 years ago. Don't get me wrong, he can still really, really, really skate. So think of your cap space and what's valuable in terms of what that money is and how the Penguins will, unquestionably, in my mind, end up getting both Malkin and Letang at a significant discount rate compared to what the other 31 NHL teams would have to pay. That's a valuable commodity too, Kevin, to borrow your own term. So don't, I'm going to keep encouraging people. Not that I'm here to convince you of anything. You can feel however it is you want, but stop thinking of the core as something that needs to be blown up every time something goes wrong. It needs to be more put in its place, is probably a better way of wording it. If younger players come along and take up the mantle, take up the scoring mantle, take up the leadership mantle, and everything else, great, great. Make sure that the core understands that. And these guys are, believe me, smart enough, mature enough, and hungry enough to win that they would do everything that they can to facilitate that. They've done it already with younger guys when they've come along, such as Brian Rust and Jake Guentzel when they came. So, you see what I'm saying, Kevin. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Penguins. And we'll do another one of these tomorrow.